nonprofits, let's raise more money. For this episode, Trevor and Beth Napleton continue their conversation about leadership. This time, Beth shares two aspects that help leaders be successful and create a dynamic, functioning culture in the workplace. Let's get right into it.
Two things. You have two things to share with the audience about leadership that we talked about before we even went live. And I want you to take some time with that and kind of unpack that.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'd say the first thing that I think, I mean, look, there's like, we could go for 90 hours, right?
Yes.
I mean, there's just so much. It's such
yes.
a rich topic. It's
yeah.
ever changing.
Yeah, agreed.
One thing that I think that I always like to kind of, when I have my top two, is like, it is so important for leaders to be authentic, right? They need
yep.
to be able to operate from a place of ease, excellence, and enjoyment. And this kind of gets to what I was talking about earlier. How much do I share? Who am I? Who I am as a partner or as a mom or as a best friend is different than who I am at work. And it's okay to have different versions of yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like my version at work is like a little bit more together than my version as a mom.
Yeah,
I'm still Beth, right? And I mm-hmm. still like, and my heart is the same and my skills, my strengths are the same. And I think that part of what, you know, when leaders feel like, ugh, I just feel a little like I'm out of alignment or I'm not feeling myself
mm-hmm.
or I don't think I can do this. And there are a lot of reasons. Sometimes there are issues with right, gender bias, racial bias, like I don't have experience at the company. I do have experience. Like we all bring our own set of identities. And I think
mm-hmm.
it is helpful to think about how do I become my most authentic leadership self in this moment? And sometimes
mm-hmm.
I strengths coach people through it. Sometimes we work on just really unpacking it. I just spent 6 months working with a principal because he's like, I don't know how clear I am in my vision for this school. And it's
wow.
like, well, let's just take time. That's awesome
start
to say that.
There,
and let's
though.
Really work
yeah.
through this.
Yeah.
You know, it's
once
huge.
You know and that, though, you can, you know, once you have
exactly,
that,
we can
yeah,
get
yeah.
you clear on this and you will not need me anymore. But also it's a safe space to talk with an outside consultant about
well,
what about this and how much do test scores matter and what about grades in a way that if you have those conversations internally, it's just messy, right? Does he know what he's doing? So in some ways it's like, how do you really say, okay, I feel like I'm a little bit out of alignment. Let me get a coach. Let me work with someone and figure
super
out how
smart.
I can be my most authentic self. And I think sometimes what also happens is people's life, you know, I become a parent, right? Or I become the big boss or whatever. And it's an identity shift. And it takes some time to shift to be an authentically ourselves. So I think that's,
yeah.
you know, one thing I always, because
I
really
that.
You'll just be happier.
I think it's a great reminder. It's really tough. It's really tough being trying to be someone that you're not
all the time. Exactly.
Right?
And we
you
spend
know?
A lot of our day at work.
Yeah.
Right. I mean,
yeah.
I think people say, oh, it's just work. Work is usually 40 hours a week, if
you're
not more.
In
a mission driven organization, a nonprofit, 60,
yeah.
70 is not uncommon.
Right.
I mean, it's a
right.
lot. I mean, I think the other piece I think about is that what I often find, especially in nonprofits, right? And people are raising every dollar, watching every dollar. Where does it go? You know, you're like taking your file folder and you're flipping it inside out to reuse it because like you don't want to, you know,
yeah.
do this. Is that like leaders have to invest in themselves. And I think that sometimes I will see people, they will not blink and say, great, let me send them to this PD, get them certified in this, do this training. But when it comes to the leader, they're like, oh, but we could use that money somewhere else. That could be books in a classroom. That could be this. And the reality is that if I am looking to it, and it's interesting because I work with a lot of foundations and they know this, is like, if you want to make a school better, the principal is the number one person to focus on. Because if you can really help the principal with their skills, it's a domino effect on the
I
teachers and the students. It's the same with a nonprofit. The ED helps their middle layer of management, helps their clients, helps their program, helps their mission. But often as leaders, and I think in a nonprofit world where like every dollar counts, you're like self-conscious about it. It's like actually investing in this can really actually help me get to the next level, which will help take my whole organization to the next level. And I think sometimes leaders are reluctant to do that, or it takes a period of time to get used to saying like, no, I am a valuable employee and I'm worth investing in, just like I would invest in my valuable members of my team.
That's so huge. I think people need to hear that. I think people need to hear that three times, as a matter of fact. It's too good. When we started the company, I started writing a lot, and it was very, very easy for me to be myself
mm-hmm.
with clients. I'm exactly the same person with my friends and my family as I am with my clients.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote down four rules, and I got to share them. We just hosted our first conference for
awesome.
Nonprofits in Dallas 2 weeks ago. Our first one, we call it the HGA Boot Camp. And it was really, really cool. Our team that put it together decided to give me the opportunity to speak.
Oh, awesome.
I have never spoken in front of people. I have never been a public speaker before, other than when I married my sister and my brother-in-law. I was the ordained minister.
When you officiated, so
that's yes. That's the only time, yeah, when I was officiant for their wedding. So only time I had a microphone on and I got to share it. I'm not going to give you all four or unpack the entire talk, but what was very interesting was that I think is impactful for folks to hear is that my first rule was be kind to everyone. Especially yourself.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Amen.
And so, yeah. So my catch to that was, now you can be kind to everyone for a period of time and it will work, but you will run out. Your cup will run out. I developed a theory that was you cannot give what you do not have.
Yes. So, totally.
So I think investing in yourself and we'll go full circle. If you're a leader, it doesn't matter what organization you're with, for-profit, nonprofit, school, what have you, you're leading a team. You're in that position for a reason. So, believe in that for sure. And then make sure that, as you said, Beth, I'm just piggybacking on your point, which is a very eloquent one, which is invest in yourself. I had this thing. Have you ever gone to a city before, no matter how big or how small, and felt joy or felt like it was really, really a downtrodden place, you realize that it was because of the leadership, like the mayor. Maybe the mayor was someone that had been there for a minute and really loved the community and grew up there. And you could feel it in a community. I don't know. As I get older, I start feeling that I could be crazy. But I've gone to some cities recently. I've been traveling a lot where I'm just like, something's going on right with the leadership here. Everyone's happy.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with an organization. I just think that bleeds, you know, it bleeds into the entire organization, that sincerity, the authenticity that you call it, kindness, you know, all of these things, the kind candor. I like to steal that. We steal that from Gary Vee. You know what I mean? It's just like, that's real. You know what I mean? And it permeates an entire organization, I think.
Well, and people sometimes think the flip, like, oh, if I'm having problems, it's not affecting them. It's like, you are fooling. Oh, like, we are an organization of humans.
We're humans. Yeah.
Exactly. It is organisms. In the air. And so when we're sensitive. Take care of ourselves, we are taking care of others because we are helping to be, when we're operating from a better place, it bleeds through. But I totally agree. I think all of that, there's just some kind of magic alchemy in some ways that happens when you have this. And you have people who are, you know, I always think about like leadership as a dashboard with like 100 million buttons. And I'm sure it's the same for being the mayor of a large city. You're just kind of switching the buttons to kind of make it optimal conditions for success. Right. And 100%. I think that does really translate. So
I love it. I love it. Well, like I said, we could talk about this 90 minutes. Like you said, 90 hours. It is a very dense subject. It's as old as anything, the subject of leaderships and people leading others. Let's have you back.
Yeah. So, I would love that.
Because let's keep on going. I know you have more topics to talk about. We had some really good ones today. Do me a favor, Beth. Will you tell the audience where they can find you?
Sure. Totally. Yeah. So one thing I would love for, speaking of leadership, so one thing I have that'll be out, it should be out by the time this airs, is leadership-quiz.com. And so that is a quiz. You can go there and take a quiz on what you most need as a leader. And so I love a quiz. I love a good, you know, what Harry Potter house are you? I love those. It's not quite that fun, but it's leadership version, work version.
I love Harry Potter. Yeah,
that's a great spot. And then you can go to my website, bethnapleton.com. I've got resources, videos, podcasts. Cool. I blog. And so, I'm also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. And so I'm really always trying to do kind of practical, actionable advice for leaders, you know, no matter where they're at in their journey. I work with new leaders. I work with people who've been in their role for 20 years. It's a complex and a hard, it's part of what makes it so interesting. There's always challenges coming up.
Yeah, I think so. Well, that's an invitation. Please don't be shy, everyone that's listening to this, to reach out to Beth. Beth, I can't thank you enough. Awesome. Awesome, engaging. I just love the topic. I just love I love
it's
people.
It's great. Thank you.
I love growing things. I like people. I think this is really, really fun. So we'll definitely have you back. Thanks so much, everybody. Download, rate, review, subscribe, share this with someone in your network that could listen and get some value about leadership. And please, you got the invitation to reach out to Beth at your convenience, and she's available. So thanks so much, Beth. I appreciate you.
Awesome. Thanks.
All right. Cool. All right.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening. If you love our podcast, click the download button, rate us, and follow us on social media at HGA Fundraising. Get out there, start fundraising, and raise more money. See you next time.